This is Al Simpson. President Clinton is moving with extreme caution in responding to the situation in Bosnia, as well he should. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, we all have anguished over the horrid fate of innocent women and children in Bosnia, but we must use our heads on this one and not just our hearts. Clinton's desire to cover every base and to involve both NATO and the United Nations is most certainly a good sign. While we all feel the anguishing need to do something, I'm not so sure that just a few airstrikes and ending of the arms embargo will do the job. The past is filled with examples of isolated air attacks serving only to harden the will and fanatic resolve of those attacked. Remember Vietnam and the London airstrikes in World War II? Ted, these recently converted hawks in Congress had best muffle their criticism unless they are willing to wholly commit to the use of an overpowering force which would be necessary to bring victory in Bosnia. If we do go for a military strike, it had better be able to overcome more than just our consciences.
Al, no one can watch the tragedy taking place in Bosnia and not want to do more to stop it. The international community did nothing for a year. Long suppressed ethnic hatreds in Yugoslavia exploded. Now all the alternatives are even more difficult. They risk wider war that will only increase the bloodshed instead of ending it. So far, the international economic sanctions have failed to stop Serbian aggression and atrocities. New and much tougher UN sanctions have just gone into effect that may make a difference. They include much stronger penalties and closer monitoring to stop violations. There's a chance that these new sanctions will persuade Serbian leaders to agree to a peace plan. That's only a hope, Al. In the end, it may very well be that, like Saddam Hussein, the only language the Serbs understand is the language of force. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Education reform is finally on track for schools across America. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Clinton's education reform proposal is an important first step towards revitalizing schools and communities across America. President Kennedy challenged the nation to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade of the 1960s, and President Clinton is challenging the nation to revitalize the nation's schools by the year 2000. President Clinton's plan to codify specific education goals will strengthen our commitment to reach them on time. Establishing higher standards for the content of courses in math, science, English, and history will end the current confusion and let principals and teachers know what students should learn. The seed money available in the plan will help schools across the country start laying the foundation for basic change. Give President Clinton and Secretary Riley credit for their vision and leadership, Al. Don't just say no. Be for change. For a change.
I like Dick Riley, too. But, Ted, if you really want to give someone credit for this bill, you might start by thanking your old nemesis, George Bush. That's right. Bush's America 2000 education plan was nearly identical to the president's so-called new education proposal. This is not change. Let's see now. Were you Democrats bipartisan when we were considering the Bush proposal? No way. Senate Democrats, led by none other than Ted Kennedy, made certain that a good bill died, and died hard it did. In fact, Ted, you never even allowed that bill to be reported out of your committee. You couldn't say anything but no for four straight years. Republicans have fought a long and tough battle to try to reform our schools and to reward school innovation, and when George Bush invited the nation's governors to participate, Bill Clinton was very eager to sign on. Ted, when it comes to school reform, our new president seems to know a good old idea when he sees one. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. The Clinton administration is now looking to jack up the tariffs on imported minivans. Consumers beware. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bill Clinton is mulling the raising of tariffs on all imported minivans from 2.5% to a whopping 25%. The big three may sure like that idea, but the big losers on this one are the American consumers. One study shows us that the big three raises their prices 40 cents for every extra dollar of tariff. Since this tariff will raise the price of imported minivans by about $4,000, that should give U.S. automakers a $4,000 window in which to raise their prices. And with Chrysler making many of their minivans in Canada, U.S. consumers are then being sacrificed to save Canadian jobs. Ted, what consumers value most is purchasing power, not more tariffs. As a self-anointed advocate of the consumer, prove it, Ted, by keeping this old lemon of an idea off the car lot.
Al, this is one of those rare days in May when you and I agree. I voted against that proposal last year to reclassify imported minivans as trucks, because the tariff rate on trucks is 10 times higher than on cars. The sticker price for minivans would go up by several thousand dollars. I oppose the reclassifications for two reasons, Al. I'm concerned that it's excessively protectionist and would violate the international obligations of the United States under GATT. If so, the unilateral imposition by the United States of higher taxes on minivans could lead to retaliation by other countries against American products. Besides, Al, calling a minivan a truck doesn't make it a truck. Minivans are the popular modern version of the old family station wagon. The minivans I see on the roads are cars taking children to school, not trucks hauling products to market. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to make the District of Columbia the 51st state. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, statehood for the District of Columbia, it's the only way to give the district 600,000 citizens their full rights as citizens of the United States. Denial of statehood condemns them to second-class status and mocks the fundamental principles of representative government on which America was founded. The District of Columbia clearly meets the requirements for admitting states to the Union. The citizens of the district want it, and they voted overwhelmingly to request it from Congress. D.C. has more people than Wyoming, Al. If senators like Al Simpson are for statehood, we can end the unacceptable status of D.C. as America's last colony. Taxation without representation, Al. It's no more legitimate in 1993 than it was in 1773.
Taxation without representation? Not quite, Ted. Every man, woman, and child in D.C. gets back $34,000 a year in federal money. That's $13,000 more than the average annual salary in the entire United States and more than five times the level of federal funding for every other state. Statehood means being self-sufficient. Hawaii and Alaska complied. No offense, Ted, but D.C. sure has a long way to go on that one. The fact that it has its very own appropriations bill in Congress is proof of that. The American people know this well, and that's why the vast majority of folks outside the Beltway think this is one bad idea. This has never been about representation. It's always been about pure politics. And when the dust finally settles, America will see clearly that the only ones who really need D.C. statehood are power grabbers in your party looking for two forevermore and ever permanent Democrat Senate seats. No thanks. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. The president has really tainted the childhood immunization program with raw political posturing. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. One rare bright spot in the stimulus package is the funding for immunizations, but Ted, the president, who tells us he wants to reach out to Republicans, recently tried to flatten us like a pancake. Why? Good question. Because all we asked was, who's going to pay the bill, Bill? And now he's saying that Republicans have taken poor children hostage. Come on. Ted, when Americans find out that for months now Clinton has been just sitting on $160 million for childhood immunization, they'll see clearly that grand theater has prevailed here over substance. Yes, Ted, childhood immunizations do deserve funding, but strapping that emotional issue to $15 billion in pure raw deficit spending is just plain wrong. More government intervention and more spending is a formula for economic disaster, and no number of personal slams and insults from this president toward our Senate Republicans can ever change that fact.
Al, I noticed even your Republican alternative to President Clinton's economic stimulus plan included his proposal for additional funds for childhood immunization. Few dollars are better spent or more cost-effective. Every dollar we spend on immunization saves $10 in future costs we don't have to pay to treat childhood diseases. You made one other basic mistake, Al, when you criticized immunization funds as deficit spending. They're paid for in full in the deficit reduction part of President Clinton's package. You missed the whole point, Al. To revive the economy, we need to invest in priorities like jobs, health care, and education. We pay for those investments in other parts of the president's plan, and there's enough saving left over for major deficit reduction. Immunization is the right prescription for health care and the economy, too. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Congress banned U.S. nuclear weapons tests, but some military experts want them to continue. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a year ago, after the end of the Cold War, Congress and the Bush administration took a far-reaching step to halt the nuclear arms race by phasing out U.S. nuclear tests. But old Cold War ways die hard, Al. Already hardliners in the Pentagon have endorsed an insidious proposal to undo the law and allow U.S. nuclear testing to continue. The Cold War's over, Al. The greatest danger today comes from continuing the arms race and the proliferation of nuclear weapons. The last thing we need is for the next World Trade Tower bomber to have a nuclear bomb in his rental van. What right do we have to criticize China's nuclear tests when the United States insists on continuing its own tests? The best way to restrain China and other nations, Al, is to halt our own tests.
Ted, you are right. The U.S. already has a ban on nuclear testing, but unfortunately this field of dreams theory that if we only stop testing nukes, every other country will too, has miserably failed. When Russia's test ban expires on July 1st, Boris Yeltsin says he plans to go back to testing as usual. As for China, nuclear testing there hasn't slowed down one whit. I hate to say it, Ted, but I told you so. When the former Soviet Union was in a true frenzy in building up their nuclear arsenal, you and your liberal theorists were calling for a total nuclear freeze. Face it, Ted, it didn't work then. It's not working now. The only way we'll ever get China and Russia to stop their nuclear testing is by convincing all nuclear nations of the world, North Korea too, to get serious and to sign a comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty. We must have signatures backed up by a firm commitment. Ted, your goals are on target, but your aim is still a bit to the left. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. With all of their newfound power, some arrogant Democrats are trying to cut Republicans off at the pockets. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Time has come, the walrus said, to clear the air on this so-called filibuster. Democrats accused Republicans of obstructionist tactics, but parliamentary maneuvers blocked Republicans from offering sensible amendments to the so-called stimulus package. It was the Democrats who stuffed our amendments to pay for the spending, and it was the Democrats who hogged 28 hours of floor time to only 13 hours for Republicans, and we get blamed for obstruction? Bah. You Dems tried the old straight stiff arm to the jaw, Ted. That show of domination may work in the House of Representatives, but as we have clearly seen, the Senate Republicans' minority will not be abused by the Democrat majority. Don't haughtily ignore us. Just let us offer our own constructive, fiscally responsible amendments. Afraid they'll pass?
Al, that's a gross distortion of what happened. Senator Byrd befuddled you Republicans with his parliamentary ability, but you had ample opportunity in the end to offer any amendments you wanted. The problem was, none of your Republican amendments could muster a majority of the Senate. You decided if the minority couldn't rule, the majority wouldn't be allowed to rule either. So you cranked up an irresponsible filibuster that permitted a willful minority of Republican senators to block a key part of President Clinton's plan for economic change. That's the kind of unacceptable obstruction that gives filibusters a bad name, Al. In a democracy, the majority is supposed to decide fundamental questions like the direction of economic policy. Right now, the economy is still stumbling. As the latest economic indicators prove, the effects of the recession are far from over. Republican senators aimed at the president now, but you hit the economy instead. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Comprehensive health reform is finally in sight, and Republicans are being consulted, too. Let's see if Senator Al Simpson has any complaints. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the Clinton administration is preparing its recommendations for comprehensive health reform. And even you have to admit it, Al, Republicans are part of the process. Mrs. Clinton's chairing the president's task force. She's consulting Republicans, too, and getting high marks for her leadership. her command of the issues, and her outreach to Republicans. The health care problem is bipartisan, Al, and the solution must be bipartisan, too. The health system went off track years ago. We gave Medicare to senior citizens, but other families were left on their own. Today, half of all the people either have no health insurance, or they're afraid they'll lose their protection if they get sick, change their job, or lose their job. If Republicans and Democrats cooperate, this is one problem the nation can solve together.
I'm with you, Ted. No one yearns more than I for Republicans and Democrats to work together on health care reform. Hillary Clinton is most impressive on this issue. At first, she did not really consult with Republicans, but only came to brief Republicans. That all changed. We are players. We're pleased. What first soured things, we were promised by both the President and First Lady that Republicans would be included in the health care task force discussions. Ted, four members of this task force crew come right from your own personal staff. Yet not one Republican member of Congress had ever been asked to participate. This was your idea of working together? Come now. Ted, when you Democrats thought you could stuff the president's spending bill right down the gullets of Republicans without any of our thoughtful suggestions, we told you what you could do with that. Ted, experience is supposed to be a guidepost, not a permanent hitching post. Listen to the Republicans, and ye shall gain, flourish, and learn, and have the strength of 10. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Much to the utter dismay of livid liberals in Congress, Bill Clinton wants more money for the CIA. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Clinton has asked Congress to approve $28 billion for intelligence, the largest ever. Military threats have not gone away. 20 countries have nuclear weapons. 4 of those countries are former Soviet republics with nuclear warheads still aimed right at America's heart. But, Ted, for the U.S. to win the tough economic battles ahead, we need to start directing intelligence toward the marketplace. The illegal transfer of U.S. know-how that went into the French Airbus is a prime example of the need for more secure business intelligence. We must first keep U.S. technology and trade secrets in the U.S. Ted, we won the Cold War and funded it without much of your help. And until liberals like you realize that the boardroom is becoming just as important as the war room, we'll only have another uphill battle on our hands. Help your prez.
Al, once again, you leaped at the issue before you looked at the facts. James Woolsey, the CIA director, testified to Congress that over the next 5 years, the Clinton administration will cut the CIA budget. With the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, our legitimate intelligence needs are shrinking, not expanding. We can meet them with fewer resources than in the past. As to using the CIA to gather civilian intelligence on business issues, get serious, Al. Why in the world would you want the CIA to collect economic information on foreign competitors and then keep it secret? American businesses need access to that information. If you want the government to help business by collecting information, the Commerce Department is well equipped to handle the job. The American people want our government to keep fewer secrets, not more. The end of the Cold War makes that possible, Al, and necessary, too. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Voter registration reform is finally happening. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it was hard work, but with President Clinton's effective help, Democrats in Congress finally broke your obstructionist Republican filibuster and passed a far-reaching reform of the obsolete federal voter registration laws. It's called motor voter registration because it requires all states to allow citizens to register to vote when they get their driver's license. It makes registration available by mail and at local agencies in contact with citizens. It levies strict penalties for fraud and coercion. All 57 Senate Democrats voted for the bill, Al, but we needed 3 Republicans as well to reach the 60-vote requirement to shut off your filibuster. The bill's an obvious good government reform. It's hard to believe you and Bob Dole, the 2 Republican leaders in the Senate, put partisan obstruction and Republican gridlock above enabling all Americans to vote.
Ted, any American over 18 can register and vote whenever they choose. But thanks to you and the Democrat Party, thousands of non-Americans in this country who have only a driver's license will now also be able to vote if they so choose. You voted against my amendment to demand proof of citizenship, opening the floodgates to voter fraud and diminishing the rights of taxpaying citizens. Way to go, Ted. non-citizens voting, Thomas Jefferson would cry for you and his country. States don't like this one bit. This solution in search of a problem is one more unfunded federal demand that will cost state governments and taxpayers tens of millions of extra dollars, all for auto fraud. Ted, what's done is done. The milk has been spilt. But the guy who said there's no use crying over spilt milk said that way back when milk was only 6 cents a quart. When motor voter breaks down, the smell of that rancid lacteal extract will have us holding our noses. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. According to my old friend OMB Director Leon Panetta, the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, is, quote, dead for now. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, if Bill Clinton is so darn concerned about the economy, he could stop trying to disguise pork, political payoffs, and deficit spending as economic solutions and start giving NAFTA the top priority it deserves. The president apparently believes pork is more potent than providing U.S. companies with free access to 360 million consumers. Big Labor and Ross Perot, what a combo, think NAFTA is some giant vacuum that will suck all American jobs down to Mexico. Nuts. Expanding trade between the U.S. and Mexico has already generated more than 500,000 U.S. jobs. If we could get NAFTA through, the old giant vacuum would start sucking American goods and services into Mexico, not losing jobs. Look at it this way, Ted. Expanding the private sector means expanding the tax base. Boy, I knew that would get your attention.
Al, it's a relief to hear the Republicans care about jobs for Americans, even if you're tying it to the Mexico trade agreement. We usually need a microscope to detect any Republican concern for jobs, especially after you used that filibuster to block a Senate vote on President Clinton's job package. President Bush's version of the Mexico trade deal had two big holes. It didn't help American workers who lose their jobs to Mexico, and it didn't have safeguards to stop polluting firms in Mexico from cutting costs by poisoning the environment. President Clinton's committed to plugging those loopholes, but 30 Republican senators say they'll reject any agreement with tough environmental safeguards. How about cooperating for a change, Al, instead of creating more gridlock? Democrats want a trade agreement, but it has to be fair to the jobs, health, and safety of American workers. That's what President Bush ignored, Al, and it's what President Clinton's trying to fix. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Campaign financing reform is finally about to happen in Congress, unless Republicans like Senator Al Simpson decide to obstruct it. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, President Clinton and House and Senate Democrats have agreed on a solid set of far-reaching reforms to end the influence of big money and powerful special interests on Senate and House elections. The reforms are moving forward in Congress, and the big question is whether Republicans will obstruct it. The heart of the proposal is its strict limits on campaign spending so that nobody can buy an election. It cracks down hard on PAC contributions, the special interest giving by lobbyists that's corrupting our democracy. It also provides modest public subsidies in the form of vouchers to help candidates defray the high cost of TV. There's no loss to the Treasury. The subsidy is paid for in full by closing the tax loophole for lobbying. Stop shaking hands with the fat cats and special interests, Al. Let's break their grip instead.
Get a grip. You must not have seen your own bill. You're darn right we need to break their grip, but I hate to break it to you, Ted. Americans want us to get rid of PACs, not to have you Democrats breathe new life into them. Ted, House and Senate Democrats revealed only what they uniquely needed to get reelected and wrapped it all into one happy package. For House candidates, your bill doesn't cut PAC contributions by one thin dime. Shameful hypocrisy. Come on, Ted, this isn't Republicans and Democrats working together here. This is the ultimate Democrat permanent lock on Congress Act. Ted, Republicans want to cut all PACs, disclose all sewer money, and reduce the amount of all dollars coming in from out of state. So liberals like you can't always fly out to Hollywood every time you feel the urge to add an extra $100,000 to your war chest. If you really want to get rid of special interest influence, boy, do we Republicans have a bill for you. Ready? Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. the Senate has taken one big step to hold government-sponsored enterprises more accountable to American taxpayers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs, are privately owned, federally chartered financial companies that have no borrowing restrictions in dealings with Uncle Sam. GSEs are obsessed with improving their own lot in life and have lost sight of the goose who lays their golden eggs, the taxpayers. They're getting goosed. Ted, it's now clear that GSEs, especially ones that provide student loans, are paying high-powered D.C. lobbyists to influence government. Why? Not to help the poor students, not to help taxpayers, but to maintain their royal lifestyle. Senator Paul Simon and the Senate were so right to include GSEs in the lobbying disclosure bill, but Ted, if Sallie Mae and others have the big bucks to pay their CEOs over $2 million a year, then why are they still getting tax dollars? Time for these GSEs to fish or cut bait.
Al, that proposal for full disclosure of activities by government-sponsored enterprises was a response to a flagrant abuse discovered by Senators Paul Simon of Illinois and David Durenberger of Minnesota. They've been pushing for more effective ways to finance college loans, but they ran into heavy opposition from an organization propped up by the federal government, the Student Loan Marketing Association, nicknamed Sallie Mae. It turns out Sallie Mae is reaping excessive profits from the current wasteful system of college loans. The last thing they want is reform. They've been furiously lobbying the administration and Congress to block it. The offices of Sallie Mae are living high on the hog. The chief executive's pay is over $2 million a year. Four other top executives get over $700,000 a year. Those funds should be going to needy college students, Al, not fancy pay and perks. Congress is right to crack down on these abuses. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Can the country believe what it sees in the movies? Al Simpson, movie star. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, I almost missed it. Your big scene went by so fast. Al Simpson, larger than life, playing himself in this spring's hit comedy movie, Dave. Dave is an average citizen who looks exactly like the president. He's hired by the Secret Service to impersonate the president at ceremonial events and give the president a breather. When the real president has a stroke, Dave becomes the president for real. They gave you a cameo role in the movie, Al, and you did what you usually do in the Senate. You criticized the president. In the movie, you criticized Dave the president for his jobs plan, just like you criticized Bill the president for his jobs plan in real life. What you said about Dave the president, Al, could just as easily be said about Al the senator. This guy's out to lunch. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Hey, you rascal, you stole my line. Come to think of it, Ted, you may be onto something here. That same chap who ran for president last year is certainly not the same man in the White House today. I don't know, pal. Maybe we should get Oliver Stone to look into a possible conspiracy theory. We ought to alert Hillary on this. Ted, candidate Clinton promised us a middle-class tax cut, a deficit to be cut in half in 4 years, a health care plan within his first 100 days in office, rejection of our Haitian refugee policy, and much, much more. But this same man elected back in November has now mysteriously disappeared. He has been replaced by an ultra-liberal imposter who has decided not only to tax the middle class into oblivion, but the poor folks, too, with the BTU. Ted, the dramatic difference between the movie and real life is that the Dave imposter, not Bill, seemed to know what he was doing. Could it be that life really does imitate art? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. Well. This is Al Simpson. President Clinton has shown the world that Democrats can't live or win without those special interest PACs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, American voters have bellowed their disgust with the power of special interests, but President Clinton and your Democrat chums in the House of Reps apparently have too much PACs in their ears, not wax, that's PACs. Currently, PACs contribute as much as $5,000 per member, and Clinton's proposal doesn't cut PACs one penny for House members. Why would he do this? Well, consider that House incumbents with less than 55% of the vote in 92 outspent their opponent challengers by 3-1, and over 80% of all who got PAC money were incumbents. You guessed it. No wonder. House Democrats don't want real campaign reform. They want to save their precious seats. Comes a time when every baby must be weaned. Ted, help us cut off the flow of mother's milk of money from that old PAC pipeline. Leveling the playing field could help us cut off the Democrats milking ye old taxpayers.
Cut it out, Al. When it comes to milking special interest cows for campaign contributions, Republicans invented the cow. You didn't give all the facts. PAC contributions are abolished under the Senate Democrats' plan, and they're sharply limited under President Clinton's plan. The real difference between us, Al, is that our Democratic plan sets strict spending limits for elections. You totally reject spending limits, Al, and that's a mistake. Abolishing PACs helps, but won't do the job alone. The wealthy will keep buying influence with their $1,000 individual contributions. Without spending limits, elections will still be for sale to the highest bidder. I know you're terrified that spending limits will put GOP fat cats out of business, but give reform a chance. GOP, Al, is supposed to stand for the Grand Old Party, not the gridlock obstruction party. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off on four topics from a listener in Staunton, Illinois. Al, Lester Craner, who listens on station WIBV in Staunton, Illinois, wants us to try a grand slam. Four topics, once over lightly. First, he proposes term limits for Congress, like we have now for president. It's tempting, Al, especially for senators like you, but artificial limits are a mistake. Let the voters decide. Second, he'd cut congressional pensions. It's worth looking into. Pensions shouldn't be extravagant because it's taxpayers' money. Comparability with the private sector is the best standard. Third, he says, if members of Congress go on junkets whenever anything happens in the world, let's get rid of our ambassadors. He's probably kidding. Let's cut junkets, not ambassadors. Finally, Mr. Craner says abolish the Electoral College. Let people vote directly for president. He's right, Al. The Electoral College is an accident waiting to happen. A constitutional amendment is needed to abolish it. Let's you and I try.
Ted, if it ain't broke, you always try to fix it. The Electoral College has worked darn well for over two centuries, and abolishing it for a popular vote system would crush Wyoming down to less than 1/6 of its current low weight in presidential elections. No thanks, I won't go for that one. When it comes to cutting junkets and congressional pensions, I couldn't agree with you more. But you have a slight problem, Ted. The only thing keeping us from those changes are your fellow majority party mates. If you want to get started trying to change their minds, be my guest, and good luck. As for term limits, Ted, you do provide the best example of why they are long overdue. A Congress with too many 30-year members needs either a large charge of Drano to help unclog the pipeline so needed reform can get through, or term limits. It's my hunch that most Americans are ready to take that old plunger and start flushing. Whoosh for you, pal. If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and me to do on Face Off, send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. Clinton's so-called deficit trust fund is a big fat hoax to convince people they should be happy to pay more taxes. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Clinton was promising a breakthrough on the economic front. Well, we got a front, all right. The president's tax increase trust fund is just a false front to mask his highly unpopular tax hikes. Even Alice Rivlin, Clinton's own OMB deputy director, called this caper a display device. It won't reduce the deficit one penny. Americans don't always care where their taxes go. They just don't want them raised, period. They want the deficit to be reduced by doing some real spending cuts. Ted, there's still time to put together a real deficit reduction plan that will restore confidence in American businessmen and women, or in anyone making over $25,000 a year, for that matter. These fine Americans are just plain scared out of their wits. Everyone must sacrifice? Yeah, everyone except for the bloated federal government. Right, Ted? Your cup of tea.
Al, you're dead wrong. The deficit reduction trust fund idea makes sense. The American people support it. And you know exactly why President Clinton proposed it. For weeks, there's been a drumbeat of Republican propaganda that the president's not serious about cutting the deficit. That's not true, Al, and the Deficit Reduction Trust Fund drives a stake through the heart of that phony argument. The investments in the president's plan are paid for in full by deep cuts in spending. All the new taxes, every dime of them, will go to deficit reduction. Republican propaganda planted doubts with the public about the president's plan and whether it will actually succeed in achieving deficit reduction. The trust fund idea is the right antidote for that poison. For 12 years, Republican administrations failed to deal with runaway deficits. Now we've got a president committed to cutting the deficit, and the trust fund concept will help him succeed. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.